Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get this puppy started. It is Obie and Ashley here. This is our first podcast back, the first podcast of 2021.
Everything from baby news, how Obie's first Christmas was with four kids, to morning show producer Chloe talking about who her famous grandfather is.
Yeah, that's pretty legendary. And we have a fresh, brand spanking new second date update that you're going to get in this podcast that starts right now. Oh, man, it feels so good.
We're back.
Reunited and it feels so good. So here we are. The entire morning show is back in business. We wanted to send this love as we do the national anthem every single morning. This is the way we kick it off. We have for years. But today, the first national anthem of 2021. Can we send it out to you? So a lot of you have never stopped. Ashley brought this up. A lot of you had never stopped working. So even though we're back and we're ready to get back in business and we wanted to give this love to everybody who's getting back into the system of life and schedules. Shoot, even school for tomorrow, you know, kids starting back. But Ash, you brought up a great point that some people have never stopped working.
I mean, hey, the world had to keep turning. And while we were enjoying our breaks, a lot of people were stopping in different stores, stopping in different restaurants, getting different services done, whether it be hair appointments, nail appointments, grocery stores, whatever it may be. It's funny because last night I was catching up on all my emails. And, you know, some of our coworkers still had their out-of-office reply on that they'd be back today, the 4th. So there's just a lot of people, you know, and we're grateful that we were able to take that amount of time, you know, off of work and that our company allows it.
Yeah. So to all of you, today on this first Monday of 2021, just know that from this morning show, we absolutely appreciate you, whether you've been working or you're headed back into the workforce today. So this morning from Obie and Ashley, the national anthem out to you. Obie and Ashley in the morning, a little Dustin Lynch for you. This is K92.3 on your Monday. Again, we already talked about how people are probably going to be headed back to work today, and tomorrow's going to be a big day too. Would love to hear from our parents, especially as tomorrow we're going to have the conversation of your kids back to school. What's that look like?
I know you said your kids are just itching to be let back to school, so we'll probably hear from you, right?
Yeah, we're in a really rough predicament here because, of course, we'll expand on this tomorrow. But the predicament of if your kids are at home, you know, and they want to go back to school, what do you freaking do?
Right.
So another thing that I want to talk about tomorrow, too, is Ashley took this vacation that is, oh, man, your pictures are just worth posters.
Well, they're crazy. And that's why we're like, oh, my gosh, we have so much to fill everyone in on, even on Instagram. I was asking people, I'm like, all right, what do you guys want to hear when we get back? And the top two things were the vacation. But, of course, the baby news, because it was right before Christmas, Obie told us.
Yeah.
Right? You got the baby, and everything was going great so far. Kids have been a big help. So what was the holiday break like?
Yeah, so to catch everybody up to speed, we did end up, it was probably 3-4 weekends ago that we went to St. Augustine, and that was when we were approached with the news from a wonderful couple here that was able to just take this baby that the mom just kind of left. And they just kind of made all the connections happen. So this way my wife and I were able to take on this kid. So now we have him. I'm trying to speed this along because a lot has happened.
But
I'm trying to catch everybody up to
speed. Because in your head, you're like, okay, there's some people that know about it. There's some people that don't.
Yeah, some people are still like, wait a minute. We thought that you guys didn't get a baby.
Right.
But over the Christmas break, you know, right before, and that's God's planning. Right before this show went on vacation was when we were awarded an opportunity to take care of this baby.
And he's so cute. I've seen all the pictures. Are you calling him Ollie now officially, or is it Oliver?
No, we call him Oliver, but to be honest, like, you know, he's just got a bunch of different names. Like, Erica calls him Mr. Sweetface, which I don't like. But, you know, this I call him Billy Bob.
Oh, she hates you for that.
She hates that.
She's going to kill you that you even said that on the air.
Listen, I'm Puerto Rican, okay, and my wife is white. And to me, he's a little white boy, and he looks like a little Billy Bob Joe. And so he's so cute, and for the holiday, he was the star. He was the star. Everybody who came over the house wanted to see him.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I got a little bit PTSD from having kids before, and the peeing and the pooping that happens when you take off the diaper. For those of you who are not parents, there's something that happens where I guess their little wee wee and their little booty,
a little chilly air.
Yeah,
hits
they
it.
Get the air hits and then like ooh, and then they either pee or this guy poops. And if you're not ready for it, man, you know, you're like, what? It ruins
you
everything.
Need like a, so it's probably a good thing face masks are required right now. Like, you probably want to keep that plastic face shield on at your house changing diapers.
Oh, my God.
And the kids are doing great with them still. Everything's
yes,
big
I did,
help.
I did say to a lot of people over this Christmas break that, you know, the kids right now, this could be the honeymoon phase. Where they want to jump into action for everything. Every single time the kid cries, they're there with the pacifier.
It's awesome.
Or they're there, do you need to help warm the bottles? So it's really cool. So right now, we are relishing in that moment until, you know, it's like a new puppy. I hope the baby's not. I'm praying that the baby's not and that these kids are involved in every step
they
of the
process. They probably will be. I think they're like so proud.
Yeah.
They're proud brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a little guy.
So that's the update with little baby Oliver as we have an update with Florida Georgia Line. All right. So let's get back to country. Let's get back to business because Florida Georgia Line, you're going to start to see them separately.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to be worried about that. We'll talk about it in 10 minutes. Billy Currington's on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obie and Ashley in the morning. All right, so really quickly, morning show producer Chloe, I'm just going to put you on the hot spot really quickly for the O-Town Showdown. What is our prize?
We've got $50 to Carrabba's.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay, so O-Town Showdown, you know, three simple questions. You're going up against another town that's at 710. Let's get to the boys from Florida Georgia Line. These guys have had an outstanding career. As a matter of fact, I remember them probably about 12 years ago. They came into the building here at the radio station. I was working for the hip-hop station. And I remember, Ashley, you were here with AJ.
No, I was living in Jacksonville at the time. I wasn't even here 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. So that's how fresh Florida Georgia Line was when they came into our building here. So Ashley wasn't even here. And I remember looking at these guys and being like, oh, well, you know, hopefully these guys make it. I don't know. And I left the building with my backpack because I had better things to do.
Right.
Here we are now. These guys are superstars.
Well, and the big news now that they're having to address is that they're not breaking up because they've been doing projects on their own. And so this is a video. Neither one of them had really addressed the fans at all about this rumor, like that they're breaking up, this and that. Because here you have Tyler putting out songs with so-and-so. Brian's working on all these different projects as far as living in Florida. Doesn't even live in Nashville full-time anymore.
Right.
So they did put this video out addressing that.
Just to clarify, FGL's not breaking up. So anyone who says that, you can just tell them, hey, from the mouth of Tyler and BK, we're not breaking up.
That's right.
We're just venturing out. We're just doing some individual things that we're excited about. And ultimately, we wanted to feel you guys in because we love being real and transparent with you guys as our fans. You know, we've been on a 10-year journey together, and you guys as our fans have changed our life. You've enabled us to do what we love and call that our career and our job, and we're forever grateful.
All right, so that again was Tyler of the duo. So there's Tyler and there's BK, and both those guys going to be kind of doing their own projects. So almost like Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts is kind of going through this too, where Gary LaVox is doing a Christian album.
Yeah.
Some of the other guys are doing their own work. You know, one of them, Jay DeMarcus, definitely on TV with Netflix.
Yeah, which can you blame them? When I saw them put out this video, I'm like, you know, like, let's be real. Let's bring it back down to, like, human terms of individuals. When you're paired in a group, take Obie and Ashley. When I'm at a remote on a weekend and people are like, where's Obie? I'm like, well, we're not together 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have your own things that you do. And then when it comes to projects, are you kidding? The amount of things Obie does that I have no involvement in, like, and I have no interest in, and vice versa.
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
That's just how individuals are. So for them to be doing it and them having to address it, it's different on that level because they've had so much success. And as soon as people start doing their own things, it's like, oh my gosh, is there trouble in paradise? It's like, yeah. No. Maybe Tyler just wants to go work on some more different types of music. Like, he just put up a post yesterday. He's going to be releasing a project with Tim McGraw. That's pretty
major.
I mean,
that's pretty big. Yeah.
BK, been in Florida, lives in Florida now, and so it's pretty cool for him.
Well, and him and the wife have the clothing company, so there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that just, we're excited for those guys, and I don't know, you're going to have more here with Ashley's All Access coming up in 10 minutes. All the stuff you need to know with Ashley.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that went on while we were out, of course, with the holidays. People's lives still continued, and that includes our country stars. And we're so excited for Chris Lane and his wife, Lauren, announcing that they are having a baby. Of course, we already had that announcement, but it was their gender reveal, revealing it's a boy.
3, 2, 1, go!
Now, what's really funny is just a couple days before, Chris had been texting our boss and I, and it had to do with music. Strictly business, strictly music. And I was like, oh my gosh, have you found out the sex of the baby yet? Because I was trying to get it out of him. And he's like, we find out within the next week. Sent the video, and it was him hitting the golf ball because he's a golfer. And it was the blue powder that came out. So he said he was hoping for a boy, of course. Anything healthy, but he was really, really hoping for a boy. So super exciting for them. And then Florida Georgia Line, on the other hand, they put out a different kind of video revealing that, hey, you're going to be seeing the two of us doing some different things as far as not to be thrown off like we're getting, like we're splitting up or we're getting broken up just because you see us not working together.
You guys, as our fans, have changed our life. You've enabled us to do what we love and call that our career and our job. And we're forever grateful for you guys. And we're going to continue to make music as much as we can. Matter of fact, we'll probably be making even more music now.
Yeah. So on the real tip, you know, they're probably contractually obligated to do a lot more stuff together. Not that they don't want to do that stuff together, but they are going to still be Florida Georgia Line. But if you can imagine, like Ashley and I just had this whole talk break about how the both of us have different interests.
Yeah.
Both of us have different things that drive us. So if we wanted to do separate projects, we would hope that everybody would be okay with it.
Yeah, we already do.
And we do. You know? Yeah, yeah.
That's just how it is. And that's with Florida Georgia Line, them addressing it. Even as of yesterday, Brian, you know, posting something that he was songwriting with a couple other dudes. Then Tyler posting that he has a project coming with Tim McGraw. So there's a lot of different things that they're working on, for sure. Now, in other news, all you Jeopardy fans out there, I wanted to make sure I reminded you of this because the final 5 episodes that Alex Trebek taped as Jeopardy, as the host of Jeopardy, obviously, before his passing, those start airing tonight. They originally were going to start airing them Christmas week, but they realized probably not a good time because people are just so hectic. So this week, the final episodes with Alex Trebek hosting will be on there. And I saw like some of the sneak peeks, and it was just kind of sad to see, you know, when people are kind of at the end of their life and they've battled cancer for so long and you can tell they almost don't even look like the same person. That's these episodes. You can tell he starts changing in his appearance. So again, that is tonight. With Alex Trebek in those final episodes. And there is a ton more. Everything from Carrie Underwood releasing a gospel album to Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan vacationing together for New Year's. That is all up at K92.3Orlando.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
All right. Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you two understand that you are the first battle of 2021, huh?
Woo!
Yes. Awesome.
Now, here's what makes this interesting is, first of all, it sounds like one of you has us on speakerphone, and I just want to make sure you have the best advantage. All right, so here we go. We've got Shannon and Lauren of Palm Bay, both of you representing the same town.
Look at that. Good morning.
Good morning, neighbor.
Nice, yeah. That's normally the nice thing is say good morning to your neighbor, and in this case, could actually be your neighbor.
Awesome.
Here's the way the game is played. For people joining us for the first time, we do this every single morning. We're my beautiful co-host here.
Hey.
Ashley, she has 3 questions, and the questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest.
Yoo.
Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown. So, Lauren, what's going to be your sound today when you think you're right?
My daughter's name is Layla.
So
Layla,
cute.
Layla, love that name. All right, okay, awesome. Shannon, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
New Year.
New Year.
Okay, love this. Palm Bay's looking for the both of you to win this. Let's do it with Go Town Showdown.
Question number 1. Which state is the famous Hollywood sign in?
New Year. Layla.
Okay, what you got, Shannon?
California.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well played. Okay, so Lauren, you need one to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
All right, question number two. Name the only NFL team from Florida advancing to the playoffs.
Layla.
Okay, what you got, Lauren?
Tampa Bay.
Yes, the Bucs. Nice.
Love this. All right, great. So we've got one for Shannon, one for Lauren, one question left.
All right, for the win, question number three. Not counting jokers, how many cards are in a standard deck?
New Year.
Oh, what you got, Shannon?
Layla, 52.
Yes, 52 cards in a standard deck of playing cards.
Nice. Okay, well played. Well, that is two for Shannon, making you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, yay! Shannon. You are getting $50. Hopefully, this will help you out with a lunch or dinner to Carrabba's, and they do have a lighter menu for those you count in calories, so that's pretty cool to know.
Yes.
Now, Lauren, we're going to save you so this way we can do some redemption at the end of the week with you. You okay with that?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. Bring it in for that air hug.
Yep, air hug. Let's go. Come on.
You and all of Palm Bay.
Air hug.
Ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woo-wee, woo.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Well, it's the first day we're back after the holidays. And, of course, we're going to continue doing the right thing in 2021. It's the positive story we're giving you every single day. So, Obie, what's the first one of 2021 we're doing?
Yeah, so this one's going to go out to our guy, Vishnu. Okay, so Vishnu, I don't know if Vishnu's Indian, but this last name, I mean, I'm not even going to try. But Vishnu works for one of the local coffee barista shops. It's called the Tim Hortons Drive-Thru, where he's one of the baristas there. And just always makes your day. He's one of those rays of sunshine. Gives everybody a fist bump. And he, unfortunately, was studying at IT there at York University in Ontario.
Oh, wow.
He was studying there. And because of financial constraints and just everything that happened with 2020... he had to drop out. So now he is working at this coffee shop. But because of his attitude and because of the fist bumps and because of just all that stuff that I had mentioned, huge smiles. He's got all these really great quotes. He always comes back with weather reviews. So the guy's really smart and just spews a lot of really fun information. If you can imagine getting your coffee, you probably just want to get your coffee and go.
Yeah.
But if you get a little weather update and all this other stuff from Vishnu, kind of cool. So this one customer... put together a GoFundMe campaign. So Mr. Shulman put together, it's called Vishnu, the Tim Hortons Happy Fist Bumper. They put together a GoFundMe to raise funds for him to go to school. And this is the sound of Vishnu getting the check.
Seriously. My brother. All of them. It's amazing how people appreciate the small thing that I did, which was giving back the smile they'd always give it to me and positive words. And I love people especially, like, you know, this is who I am, giving back, right? Making people smile, and thank you to everybody. All these people made this happen.
Oh, and you know what else is above and beyond that is it took somebody to find that out about him. Like, somebody had to have a conversation down the line of why he was working at the coffee shop, that he had previously been in college. So that's just another thing, is maybe go that extra mile to ask someone about their journey, how they got there.
Yeah, well, and then again, the person to set up a GoFundMe. I don't even know how to set up a GoFundMe, y'all. I barely know how to get into my Facebook every single day.
Checking his emails.
Oh, my God. So, a lot going on here, and that's how you can be doing the right thing for somebody like a Vishnu, who now gets to study the rest of his studies at IT there at York University. So that is our Doing the Right Thing today.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. It is 48 outside.
Woo, not even in break 70 today.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Okay, so I wanted to get to something really quickly just because we've got our Florida teams represented in the playoffs here for the NFL, right? Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, that's it. They're the only ones that are making it into the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. My B. But we do have some personal ties here to one of our great Florida teams that always, I mean, for the past See, I'm 39 now, so for the past 35 years that I've been in Florida, the Miami Dolphins have always been a brand that you can go anywhere, and people know about the Dolphins.
Yeah, okay, so we want to bring Chloe into this, our morning show producer, because whether you're into football, NFL, or not, however, if you're a Dolphins fan, you're about to be a super big fan of Chloe.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't normally talk about this. She has never talked about it, which is why we're like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about the fact who your grandfather was.
So my grandpa, John Sandusky, he coached under Shula for 19 seasons. It was the winning seasons when the Dolphins were like on fire. He was the offensive line coach. So that was when Marino was quarterback. So all his guys were the ones that were out there defending Marino.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
So Chloe, funny is when someone's related to someone of like such stature or fame as to her, that was just her grandfather. Mm-hmm. So we know we had a ton of Dolphins fans out there, which is why we wanted to bring it up. And just in general, knowing the name like Sandusky with the Dolphins and the history there. Now, Grandma Shirley, if you are on our Facebook pages, you know who Grandma Shirley is because she comments on all the stuff. It's awesome. She was married to him and still has a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So now I'm 23. My grandfather passed when I was in third or fourth grade. He was 80. He passed away from Alzheimer's. He lived a hell of a life. And so as I get older, Grandma talks about, you know, all these items that she has in her house when it comes to rings, when it comes to different footballs. I mean, some of his outfits, those vintage Dolphins sweatshirts, his uniforms, just I have a new appreciation for them.
So cool.
Than I did when I was younger. You know, as I get older, I'm learning more and more about who my pop-up was and what he did and what hell of a player and coach that he really was.
It's so cool because we were in here and Chloe's like, oh my gosh, I don't really know like the stats about him though. But I said, no. I said, that's the cool thing is that he was your grandfather. And as I'm over here on Wikipedia, like looking up his history, it's cool to see like he played in the NFL or played himself.
Yeah, he played for the Packers and the Browns. He played in the NFL. Then once he retired from that, he went into coaching. He was head coach for a little bit of time. I don't remember what team, but then coached under Shula for 19 seasons.
And so cool.
He was a hell of an offensive line coach. And
how could we
guy.
Not share this with everybody, right?
Well, and your grandmother is a hell of a grandmother.
She is.
So first of all, she used to be a principal too, right?
She was. She was a principal when my pop-up was coaching.
Which I think is hilarious that he was a coach. Mm-hmm. She's right? A principal. I mean, they must have been a badass duo, right?
We'll have to get Grandma Shirley on to talk about that because I can only imagine, right? A coach and a principal, both very
I'm not saying the rest of it, but it was awesome. It was really cool. And now, like I said, as I get older, just learning more about him and who he was and just the legendary, the guy and what he did and how he lived, you know, it was really cool. And I have to say the Dolphins, I'm a huge fan, obviously, because of Pop-Pop. I grew up in South Florida, but I know we were talking to Grandma yesterday. He is up there and he's like, what is going on to that team down there? Because they were even horrible yesterday.
Chloe's like, Ashley, they looked like they hadn't played football.
Awful. My Pop-Pop is so ashamed of himself right now up there.
Oh my goodness. So how funny. Yeah, Ashley, you're right that when we do find out that there was somebody famous in our family, like there's just a lot of fun. You know, the girls from Runaway June. You know, yeah. Jennifer Wayne,
yeah.
her father, John Wayne, the historic grandfather. Yeah. Yeah. So very cool. Thank you for sharing that with all of us.
And to me, he's Pop-Pop. Like, I never look at him as like this, you know, legendary coach that coached with Shula. I just look at him as my grandpa.
Right.
I don't look at him any other way. So that's when you guys cool. bring it up, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know. She was like, sure, but I don't really know, like, the stats. I go, no, that's the point. That's the point.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Michael, if you can you catch us all up to speed?
So, look, I've been seeing this girl, Crystal, and things were going well enough that she invited me to New Year's Eve with her family. We both wanted to actually have a fun New Year's Eve since we didn't do anything fun pretty much all year long. And she was like, well, why don't you just come with me and my family? And so we made this plan and, like, you know, super excited about it.
But you had never met her family or anything?
No, I had not. Me and her brother got along super well. We were taking shots. We were having fun. You know, we've been nice. Hollering.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that's so cool that you got to meet the family and you had a good experience. So all we're going to do here is just try to get Crystal on the line and see if we can't talk to her to see if there is an issue, okay?
Okay, cool.
Cool, yeah. Just give us a moment to talk to her by yourselves, though.
Thank you.
And, Michael, do you by chance know, is Crystal at work or is she working from home?
Oh, yeah, she's working from home.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Crystal, please.
This is she. How can I help you?
Crystal, good morning. My name's Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So there's two of us. We're both morning show personalities for the station K92.3.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
What kind of reaction is that?
That's so funny. I don't know. It's not every day a radio station calls you. I listen to you guys. I mean, not, I'm going to be honest. My morning drive isn't the same, but I still get you guys in my morning coffee.
I'm really glad you're in a great mood. Do you know about the second date update?
Yeah.
Is that a yes or no?
Yes.
We definitely are not here to kill your joy by any means, because I can tell you're in a great mood.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes,
Michael.
I have heard of second date update, yeah.
Okay, so Michael reached out to us. He said he had a great time with you, by the way, at your family's New Year's Eve party.
No. Michael opened a big old can of worms. Did he mention that? Or
at the party?
No, how would you feel if your date made out with your grandma
what?
At a party? Okay, so I invite him to our New Year's Eve party. Because grandma's coming, we're all extra careful. We even like rapid COVID tests and stuff, and we have a great time at the party. When the midnight comes, like in a movie where they like put someone in a dip and then just make out with a person.
Wait, he did this to your grandmother?
Oh yeah, to my 85-year-old. Like she is like the matriarch of the family. She lived through so much in her lifetime, and never did anyone expect that my date would try to make out with her on New Year's, and then the whole family is like, what in God's name? And da 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 da. And I was like,
wait a minute.
Guys?
Hold on, real quick.
You guys,
real quick,
I did
Crystal.
Not see that coming.
Crystal, are you telling us that he had no idea that you guys were all upset about this, or like it didn't come up until afterwards?
I mean, what am I going to do? Call him up and be like, hey, we all thought that was like super inappropriate.
Yeah.
Whoa. Can I say something here?
Ooh.
Hello?
Ooh, Crystal. Okay, Crystal, that's Michael.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but at least now you guys get to talk.
Oh my God.
He is there.
Crystal.
Completely. Crystal, I mean, I've heard the. I mean, I just. It's not normal.
I had no idea.
Slip grandma the tongue.
Nope.
I know that it's not normal. But it was New Year's Eve. We're all watching the ball drop. And when the ball goes down, we all cheered. And the tradition says that you kiss somebody. And your grandma was right next to me. She had her arm around me.
I mean, really?
I
thank you.
Yes. I was reading the moment. She was into it. You told me how lonely she's been. She's like,
oh my God, did you just say my grandma
family?
Was into kissing you? Oh, God.
Wow.
She was having fun. I just wanted to spice up her life a little bit. Like,
okay,
it was, you know.
Oh
so
God.
Hold on. Okay, wow. Hold on. I just gotta get some clarity here. So Crystal, are you jealous or?
Really, Obi?
Well, because like, I'm just trying to understand what the big problem is. It was the New Year's kiss.
Okay, first of all, I'm not jealous. We're upset, okay? My family was freaking out. We're all trying to keep grandma safe. We've been going the extra mile to, you know, visit with her and stay isolated and all that stuff. And my family was like, how dare you bring this crazy person into our home and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, even if I liked him, I'd never be able to bring him around again.
Okay, so we're not going to be able to get a second
ever.
Date out of this?
We were having fun, you know. She's.
How many shots did you take with her brother?
Lip. Oh, God. I don't know. I lost
a
count.
Lot.
But
yeah, a lot.
It was a lot.
You guys, pandemic or not, anybody who thinks it's normal and okay to make out with my grandma, you're not the guy for me.
Mom.
Hey, touche.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
That wraps up another episode of Obie and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obie Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hootie-hoo!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.